It is August 5th, 1989, and in the state of Maine, only 29 boys are still playing Little League ball, 14 on the Bangor West squad and 15 on York's team. The day is an almost exact replica of the day before, hot, foggy, and threatening. The game is scheduled to begin promptly at 12:30, but the skies open once again, and by 11 it looks as though the game must be canceled. The rain comes pouring down in buckets. Dave, Neil, and Saint are taking no chances, however. None of them like the flat mood the kids were in when they returned from their impromptu tour of the day before, and they have no intention of allowing a repeat. No one wants to end up counting on a game of pepper or a four-leaf clover today. If there is a game, and TV is a powerful motivator, no matter how murky the weather, it will be for all the marbles. The winners go on to Bristol. The losers go home. So a makeshift cavalcade of vans and station wagons driven by coaches and parents is assembled at the field behind the coke plant, and the team is ferried the 10 miles up to the University of Maine Fieldhouse, a barn-like indoor facility where Neil and Saint rally them through their paces until the boys are soaked with sweat. Dave has arranged for the York team to use the fieldhouse too, and as the Bangor team exits into the overcast, the York team, dressed in their natty blue uniforms, troops in. The rain is down to isolated dribbles by 3 o'clock, and the ground crew works frantically to return the field to playable shape. 5 makeshift TV platforms have been constructed on steel frames around the field. In a nearby parking lot is a huge truck with Maine Broadcasting System, live remote, painted on the side. Thick bundles of cable, held together with cinches of electrician's tape, lead from the cameras and the temporary announcer's booth back to this truck. One door stands open, and many TV monitors glimmer within. York hasn't arrived from the fieldhouse yet. The Bangor West squad begins throwing outside the left field fence, mostly to have something to do and keep the jitters at bay. They certainly don't need to warm up after the humid hour they just spent at the university. The camera persons stand on their towers and watch the ground crew try to get rid of the water. The outfield is in fair shape, and the skin parts of the infield have been raked and coated with quick dry. The real problem is the area between home plate and the pitcher's mound. This section of the diamond was freshly resodded before the tournament began, and there has been no time for the roots to take hold and provide some natural drainage. The result is a swampy mess in front of home plate, a mess that slops off toward the third baseline. Someone has an idea, an inspiration as it turns out, that involves actually removing a large section of the wounded infield. While this is being done, a truck arrives from Old Town High School and 2 industrial-sized Rinson vacs are offloaded. 5 minutes later, the grounds crew is literally vacuuming the subsurface of the infield. It works. By 3:25, the groundskeepers are replacing chunks of sod like pieces in a large green jigsaw puzzle. By 3:35, a local music teacher, accompanying herself on an acoustic guitar, is winging her way through a gorgeous rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner. And at 3:37, Bangor West's Roger Fisher, Dave's dark horse pick to start in place of the absent Mike Pelkey, is warming up. Did Roger's find of the day before have anything to do with Dave's decision to start him instead of King or Arnold? Dave only puts his finger on the side of his nose and smiles wisely. At 3:40, the umpire steps in. "Send it down, catcher," he says briskly. Joey does. Mike Arnold makes the sweep tag on the invisible runner, then sends the baseball on its quick journey around the infield. A TV audience that stretches from New Hampshire to the Maritime Provinces of Canada watches as Roger fusses nervously with the sleeves of his green jersey and the gray warm-up shirt he wears beneath it. Owen King tosses him the ball from first base. Fisher takes it and holds it against his hip. "Let's play ball," the umpire invites, an invitation that umpires have been extending to Little League players for 50 years now. And Dan Bouchard, York's catcher and leadoff hitter, steps into the box. Roger goes to the set position and prepares to throw the first pitch of the 1989 state championship game.